The next matter on the agenda is draft legislative recommendations for 2018. Mr. Pugh from the Office of Congressional Legislative and Intergovernmental Affairs will be joining us. Thank you, Mr. Pugh, for putting this list together for us, and it's one that we were able to garner four votes for because we've got a lot of different people's ideas in here. And would you like to discuss the recommendation?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. The draft legislative recommendations for 2018 before the commission today are the 12 recommendations included in the agenda document. One you'll notice is new. It's prohibit aiding or abetting the making of contributions in the name of another. And this came from a suggestion from the litigation division of the Office of General Counsel. One very familiar legislative recommendation is missing. That's for Senate electronic filing, and mm-hmm. we don't need to make that recommendation anymore because that has been accomplished and enacted.
You think that happened because of our recommendation?
I'm sure that it did.
Our many recommendations.
That's true.
I'm sure that played an important part, actually. And we also have other progress to report. Last night, the Senate passed H.R. 7120, which would extend the administrative fine program from its current expiration through the year-end reports for 2023. So in the past, when that bill had already passed the House, so it's headed to the president for signature. In the past, when Congress had just recently extended the administrative fine program, the commission has not pursued a recommendation to make the program permanent in the year after that. Not that the commission is distancing itself from the program, but just felt like because Congress had just acted on a very similar request and given us at least partial relief, the commission chose to just sort of let that one rest for a year or two. So I did want, and if the text before you was written before the Senate acted last night. So if we go with the text, we'd need to update it to show that it had passed the Senate. So I did want to flag that issue and see where the commissioners are on it.
Okay. Mr. Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So would your recommendation be to excise this from the list of recommendations for this year since there was Senate action, and then, if necessary, include this in future legislative recommendations as it gets closer to expiration?
Exactly, yes. Okay. That's what the commission's done in the past, and I think that's the best course.
Okay.
Perhaps at the time of making a motion, we can include that in the motion, Commissioner Peterson. Thank you. Any other comments? Madam Vice Chair?
Thank you. So I guess we'll have 11 after. Which is the which number are we going to
it's
cross out?
Number 7.
Number 7. Okay. So that still leaves us with 11 solid recommendations. Some of them are not very exciting, updating citations to reflect the recodification of FECA, but it would be useful. I want to put in a special plug for authority to create SES positions at the FEC. This is something that, again, it would be really important and helpful to us internally to have that authority to retain, attract and retain good people at the FEC, as many other agencies have that SES authority. I know that's not one that, you know, sounds very sexy or exciting for folks outside the building, but inside the building, that would really make a difference to us. And then we have some what I think are really important recommendations on preventing fraud and personal use of campaign funds. There's a lot of money going into campaign accounts these days, and obviously a lot of money going into super PACs in particular. And we have seen an uptick in embezzlement, fraud over the years, and there is a recurrent problem of personal use. And we have a good law on the books that prevents personal use of principal campaign funds, but we do not have complete agreement on what that means about leadership PAC. I think the current law can be read to include a personal use prohibition on leadership PACs. That is not a universally held view. But even I can't come up with an argument under the current law for preventing personal use of super PAC funds. And there really is no good reason not to have that on the books. I think it would be a great protection for the folks who give money to those entities to know that it's going to be used for the political purposes that it's intended. So I hope that this has been a good year for us, and we've gotten a couple of our longstanding recommendations have been adopted. So I'm hopeful that maybe next year we can see some similar progress on some other important areas.
Thank you. Any other comments? Is there a motion? Madam Vice Chair.
Thank you. I move approval of the congressional, the draft legislative recommendations for 2018 as set forth in Agenda Document 18-54A, with the exception of Recommendation 7, which should be deleted and tabled for a later recommendation.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Pugh.